Dr. Doctor kicks off tonight on 9 Tas, 8:40, straight after the block. We're catching up with one of the stars of the show and someone who's been on our screens in one thing or another for the last, well, not 100 years, but I reckon a good 30 or 40 years. It is Steve Bisley, who plays the dad. How are you?
It feels like 100 years.
I was going to say that, Steve. I mean, this series here, Dr. Doctor, you're playing, well, the dad of Hugh Knight. So you're getting cast in the dad roles instead of the doctor roles these days?
And the cop roles.
Yeah.
Cop roles, dad roles. Look, it's all good.
You are, though. You've played a cop on a lot of shows like Water Rats and Police Rescue and all of that.
Yeah, I think all up I've played about 14 policemen.
Gee. Do you have the cuffs in the bedroom too, Steve?
Oh,
well, I don't want to. Let's not get personal.
Don't give away secrets.
But it started with Mad Max, and I don't know why I keep getting cast as policeman. I guess it's that sort of sense of authority that I bring, or maybe.
And the thing is, for you to even say Mad Max, how good is that to be part of such an iconic sort of movie?
It's pretty crazy. I just came back from Japan. I did 3 Mad Max conventions in Japan. And they're just crazy for it. And they're not crazy about the other ones. It's just Mad Max 1.
Yeah.
So it keeps going. And we're talking 35 years ago.
Wow.
It's pretty mad, yeah.
So this new series, Steve, tell us about this Dr. Doctor. Now, it's a bit of a lifestyle sort of comedy movie series.
Yeah, look, I always choose what I do based on the scripts. And the scripts were just fantastic. And the stories are really great. So you get the sort of high power of the city in it, where Hugh, the central character, is the sort of high-flying surgeon and a bit of a party boy, and he gets smacked and has to come home to the little town where he grew up to be a GP for a year. So you get a bit of the city, you get all that sort of country life and all of the relationships between the family, which is sort of pretty dysfunctional, and his old loves and, you know, people he knew in the country before he left, and it's quirky, I guess, and that's probably a term that gets, you know, bandied around a fair bit, but the scripts are fantastic and the stories are just great.
Plus, I've seen the promo on telly as well, and it does look very, very amusing with a great cast as well. What do you prefer, Steve? Do you prefer the movie set or the regular serial type of television?
I like it both. I like television too. It's fast. It's like running the marathon. I mean, we were filming for around 4 months on this to do 10 episodes. And the great thing is it was slotted to go early next year, but they brought it forward.
Yeah.
Because Nine have such a belief in the show that they decided to go with it earlier, which is exciting for us because it was hard work doing it, but I think it's going to pay off tonight.
I reckon it will. We're looking forward to checking it out, and fantastic talking to you too, Steve Bisley, who plays the dad of the very hunky Dr. Hugh Knight, which is Dr. Doctor tonight, 9 Tas, 8:40. Steve Bisley, thank you so much.
No, it's a pleasure.